Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be continuing with Tehillim Mizmar 21, Mizmar Chaf Aleph. This is a song about royalty. It is our version of God Save the Queen, or now God Save the King. However, with this song, we will see clearly our ideals of what our royalty is about. The Jewish king is our role model of power, leadership, glory, and grandeur. He inspires us by his words and actions. Why do we need a king when we have a king, the Melech HaOlam, the king of the world? So the king's behavior and presence needs to inspire everybody to appreciate that there is a king of the world, Hashem. So our earthly king inspires us of the heavenly king that we all have. David wrote this song as a way of understanding and expressing the kind of person that a king should be. He understood that this is what people should sing when they welcomed him as the king or subsequent kings from his dynasty, so that people would realize what Jewish royalty and leadership are about. Ultimately, this song was written to be our future vision of royalty. Rashi quotes our rabbis saying that this is a song about the Mashiach. And I imagine that this is the song we will sing as we greet the Mashiach. Pasuk Aleph Lamanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Pasuk Beis verse 2, Hashem Ba'azcha Yismach Melech, Uviyeshuascha Ma Yagel Ma'od. Hashem, a king rejoices in your strength, and in your salvation, how greatly does he rejoice. A king recognizes that all of his strength and accomplishments are because of God. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Ta'avas libo nasatalo, vareshes sfasav balmanata, Selah. You have granted him his heart's desire, and the utterance of his lips you have not held back. The king holds immense authority and frequently makes proclamations. The Medrash Shochar Tov explains that the phrase areshes sfasav, which we translate as the utterance of his lips, should be understood as reshus sfasav, meaning the authority of his words or his lips. The king's words have the power to initiate or end wars, assess or raise taxes, confiscate property, and more. David understood that this authority was granted to him by God. So recognizing that his power came from God, it shaped how he used it, ensuring that his decisions were aligned with divine will. Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet, Ki sekadmenu birchos tov, tashis lerosho ateres paz. You preceded him with blessings of good. You placed on his head a crown of gold. All the goodness and grandeur that the king experiences, he recognizes is coming from God. Even that which he didn't ask for, God proactively gives the king so much. Certainly, David saw this in his life. He was a shepherd. He never dreamed that he would land up as a king. Pasuk 5, Pasuk Hey, Chaim Sha'al Mimcha Nasatalo, Orech Yamim Olam Va'ed. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him. Long days forever and ever, meaning an eternal dynasty. So the Radak explains that the king asked for life in this world and the next world, meaning that he lives meaningfully in this world so that he will have eternity in the next world. How easy it is for kings to fall into a trap where they are so full of themselves that they don't earn eternity in the next world. The Zohar uses this pasuk to understand about the creation of David HaMelech, King David. David's neshama was created in Gan Eden. However, it wouldn't last in this world for more than a day. So his soul requested life. And Adam, seeing this at the very beginning of time, gave over 70 years of his life to David. Hence, Adam died at age 930 instead of at age 1,000. This is a much bigger discussion, and this story is recorded in various versions in different places. But the question is, what is the connection between David and Adam? So Adam, in sinning, broke the perfect connection between man and God. So in giving David years of his life, he enabled David to do his work to repair the connection between man and God. Mashiach will take the work that David started, Mashiach the son of David, and bring the entire world closer to Hashem to create the ideal relationship, that perfect connection. The name Adam, spelled Aleph Dalet Mem, can be seen as an acronym of Aleph Adam, Dalet David, and Mem Mashiach. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, Gadol Kvodo Bishua Secha, Hod Vahadar Teshaveh Alav. His greatest honor is seen when you save. Grandeur and majesty you place upon him. All of the king's honor is because of Hashem. And when Hashem's glory is seen through the behavior of the king, not only is God's glory magnified, but the king himself becomes more respected. That is his greatest honor, that the world should see Hashem through him. Pasuk Zion, verse 7, Ki sishisehu brachos la'ad, techadehu besimcha es panecha. For you place everlasting blessings, make him rejoice with the joy of your face. The Radak explains that many kings feel joyful and proud of their riches and military honors. However, the greatest joy of the king is that he feels God's face upon him, and that gives him everlasting blessing. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, Ki ha-melech boteach b'Hashem, uvechesed elyon bal yimot. For the king trusts in Hashem, and in the kindness of the one above, he will never falter. Pasuk 9, Pasuk Tes, Timtza yatcha l'chol oivecha, yemincha timtza son echa. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand finds those who hate you. Who is the you referring to here? So the Radak says that now the song shifts so that we're singing directly to the king. Since you trusted in God, you should only have success against your enemies. Rashi looks at this and says the king is so connected with God that the king's enemies are God's enemies, and therefore God will defeat the enemies for the king. So Hashem, you will fight all your enemies. The enemies of the king are also the enemies of God. And we describe now how God will defeat these enemies, or how the king will defeat these enemies, but they're doing it together. Pasuk Yud, verse 10. Tishisemo kesanur esh la'es panecha, Hashem ba'apo yival aim v'sochleim esh. Make them as a fiery furnace at the time of your anger, Hashem. May he destroy them in his anger and consume them like fire. God worked together with the king to destroy these enemies. And Pasuk Yud Aleph 11, Piryamo me'eretz ta'abed v'zar'am Mibnei Adam, their offspring should be destroyed, and their future from mankind, meaning their future should be destroyed from mankind. And as Radak says, there should be no memory of these enemies. Rashi says that these enemies are referring to Amalek, the quintessential enemy of the Jewish people. Pasuk Yud Beis 12, Ki natu alecha ra'a chashvu mezima bal yuchalu, because they wanted to do bad to you. They planned to do worse, but they weren't able to do so. Pasuk Yigimel 13, Ki tishisei moshechem v'meisarecha techonein al pneihem. For you will place them as a portion apart. With your bowstring, you will aim at their faces. We can understand this as you will keep the enemy at bay, and you will be facing them with your weapons so that they will be afraid to do anything to you. But we can also understand this according to Rashi, who says you will divide their portions, their shechem, meaning their wealth and possessions will be divided amongst the nation, and you will strike them down directly. You will aim at their faces and you will destroy them. That is what we want our king to do. And through their victory, Pasuk Yudalid, or because of their victory, be exalted, Hashem, with your strength. We will sing and make music or praise your power. As strong, wise, and charismatic as the king might be, ultimately, the king's strength and success are seen as expressions of Hashem's power and guidance. And this leads us to recognize and celebrate that it is Hashem who brings about the true victory. This is truly the role of a Jewish king, and this is why we refer to David as David HaMelech, King David, always King David, because he truly epitomized the role of the Jewish king. Today, the Jewish nation, and even universally, people connect to God through Tehillim that David gave us. This song also clarifies for us what we deem as praiseworthy in our leaders. It shows us that a true leader of the Jewish community, of the Jewish nation, is one who understands that their power and authority is directly given to them from God, and therefore he brings us closer to God as well. So in conclusion, may we be zoche, may we merit singing this song very, very soon to the Mashiach ben David, who will epitomize this song in its fullest form. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sheirit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzhak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.